Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. With all the delicious red wine we've been drinking this winter, it's always nice to have a little cheese on hand to top off the meal. While I do have lots of favorites, I have to admit that few things go with red wine as well as blue cheese. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, blue cheese is one of the more complicated cheeses to produce.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always a lot of chemistry anytime you're making cheese. But, you know, blue cheese, it does take it a step further. You know, it's a true exercise in microbial biology.
Yeah.
And if you've never heard about what blue cheese actually is, it may come as a shock that those blue and green veins running through the cheese are actually molds.
Mm-hmm.
And as moldy as bread or fruit.
Yeah, but with one big difference.
Yeah, for sure. The mold we're talking about is 100% safe and edible. It's never going to hurt you. It only makes your taste buds happy.
Well, is it one particular kind of mold?
It is. It's called Penicillium Roqueforti.
Uh-huh. And
as the name suggests, you know, it was associated with the French cheese Roquefort. People consider that the original blue cheese made as far back as the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
The legend was that a shepherd boy was sitting in a cave having a sheep's milk sandwich for lunch, saw a pretty girl across the field and chased after her. He put his sandwich down and didn't see it again for a few months. And when he came back, he found it covered in a blue mold. It doesn't explain why he actually decided to eat it, but someone did. And here we go.
It's like the first guy to eat crabs.
Or oysters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad that they did. But let's get specific. How does the mold get into the cheese?
It's actually there all along. Each cheese in the world uses a specific culture to produce its flavors and textures when the milk is added. Blue cheese cultures are already included. They're specially prepared bacteria that produce this mold.
Uh-huh.
So when the wheels are formed, the cheesemaker will pierce the wheels with a needle. To create a channel that allows the air to get into the bacteria. The bacteria are aerobic, and they begin to grow, and they not only follow the channel, but they spread the little veins out into the cheese.
Does each type of blue cheese have its own culture?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's often laws that dictate how and where and when the cheese can be made,
mm-hmm.
if it wants to be called a particular brand name.
Well, speaking of which, there are a lot of blue cheeses out there, aren't there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We've got Roquefort and the blue d'Auvergne from France, Gorgonzola,
mm-hmm.
Sharp or Sweet from Italy, Shropshire and Stilton from England. And here in Maryland, we have the famous Firefly Farms and Chapel's Country Creamery blue cheeses as well.
Well, I think blue cheese really goes well with things like fruit, cherries, pears, apples, melon. And nuts, of course.
Yep. As in port wine, Stilton, pears, and walnuts.
Yeah, well, that's the dessert of the gods. Of course, you'll see it crumbled up in salads.
Yeah, it crumbles well. It melts well. If you want to do it like for a steak sauce, one of the classics. Its ability to melt under low heat means it can be added to batters or casseroles, and it gives the dish a wonderful, pungent kick.
Yeah, it sure does. And I've seen it, William. Hey, buffalo blue wing sauce, right?
Oh, yeah, blue cheese, yes, of course.
Well, listen, we're going to put some of these recipes on our website. You can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.